0001. Keep your text messages coming in. I put this song in the system 3 days ago and it's not coming out of there until I have to leave or I'm told to do so. So uplifting. 0001, as I said, keep your messages coming in. Plenty of messages, Lisa. Hi, it's Neil, Lisa's husband. I've been listening and I can tell you it's every bit as hard as it looks. Trust me.
Okay.
You're mean to him, aren't you?
he did give it a go. If he's going to come on and try and get his word in, and let's let it out. In the mornings, I've given him the challenge. Well, back in the day, he had to clean his teeth and stay on the pole for the whole time. And,
nice.
Is that an Olympic sport?
You can picture it, yeah. So it was just for the 2 minute period, you know, cleaning your teeth, and nothing else to do in the morning while you're cleaning the teeth. So yeah. That's why he knows it's tough.
There seems to be a bit of a running theme with the men. We've had a message in saying, can I get a gift certificate for my wife to attend? And I've just had a text through saying, oh, it sounds really social and fun and all-round fitness. Sounds perfect for you. Thank you. Very nice. Hint.
Gift certificates are a great idea. Fantastic.
They are. And we do them.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
You can call the studio 0444 70 773. That's your booking line number. I can also organise any vouchers and, vouchers and gift certificates on there from the studio, and organise that for his wife.
So we'll give all the details again towards the end, but just let us know, how many classes could you attend if you wanted to do a lot of training? How much are classes overall, and what about private tuition?
Well, you can attend all the classes that are on a timetable, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But obviously, separating them and giving yourself rest in between is important too. But so there's the Monday nights at 7 and Tuesday nights at 7 currently. And there are various availability on private sessions. Mm. So the group sessions are at 100 dirhams for the hour.
That's good.
And the private sessions are at 300. Again, because you're learning so much more one-on-one. It's a lot more involved.
Which is the same sort of if you were going to book with a personal trainer going to a gym with a personal trainer,
yeah,
then you'd pay about 300 as well. So we've kind of tried to keep it in sync with that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And so you've got Monday nights and Tuesday nights at the moment.
Yeah.
When are you thinking about looking to expand to other... Because it must be difficult to... Not every studio is equipped with a pole.
Well, sure. It's Lisa's equipment that she's bought in, so the equipment belongs to Diva, so it kind of goes to the studio we're using.
Diva itself, we're in final negotiations with Expol UK to become the UAE's first distributor of the pole fitness equipment. So that's in the process at the moment and being finalised as we speak. So the pole equipment can be organised and dispatched. And
so what's the pole equipment like? Is it something that you go in and you need to have like a ceiling?
Solid ceilings are a must, yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a false ceiling.
But because the poles are portable, depending on the brackets, so you can take them up, put them down anywhere, take them with you, and also have them fixed. And also the stages are available.
Fran, you had one at home in the UK, didn't you? Self-standing.
Yeah, when I was when I did a stint in the UK for a year, I had a pole up in my house I was training on. So basically, the poles that we're using, it's if you imagine like a house brick size, thin sheet of metal that you will bolt into the ceiling, and then the pin goes into the top of the pole because the poles are hollow. So that will come up and down, and the pole will come in half, so it's carryable. And they weigh about 20 kg. Mm-hmm. So the ones that you wanted to, sort of a removable pole, if you like, that it's sort of like a dome that goes on the top, and the pin slots in. And it's got a nice plastic sort of rim around the... disc that goes on top, and it works so it doesn't mark the ceiling if you're renting or something. Mm. And it just works between between the floor and the ceiling. Mm. So it's got a thread at the bottom, so it's bottom loading is what it's called. So you twist it up from the bottom because there's a thread, so the pole can shorten and lengthen by say about a foot.
All right.
And then you've got a little toolkit so you can undo the screws to tighten it all up. And I've probably made it sound
really
complicated, but it's very, very simple. And you can get it up and down within a couple of minutes.
So if somebody gets into it and they decide they want to start training at home, it's relatively easy. I mean, do you need a great deal of room?
The room, I would say, yeah, you need 2 full arm's length, yeah, surrounding you diameter. You know, so you don't kick anything.
I can see your own.
Sorry, I'm just demonstrating to Alex the diameter that she would need.
Television. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Fran phoned me this morning and said, "What should I wear? Who will see me?"
You know what, though? Because a friend of mine went, "Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about what you wear. You've got a face for radio." I was like, "Great, thanks. Thanks for the vote of confidence."
Sorry,
she's in her gym kit though.
Yeah, I am in my gym kit. Yeah, that's true. Gym
kit. So you need to have enough room that if you're going to be obviously spinning round from head,
yeah,
to
if you, yeah, hold the pole and hold your other arm out wide, so full width,
full arms,
and fan, walk around the pole whilst holding, you can, that full distance around needs to be empty.
Because we're quite lucky here that we have, you know, we have quite a lot of space in the houses, but sure, we also have quite tall ceilings, don't we?
Yeah,
I would say there's lots of extension kits that, yeah, can be ordered with the pole, so it will fit. If you're ordering the right parts, will fit anything, yeah, in anywhere.
I measure the ceiling. It's usually about
10 foot
ceiling.
10 foot is the
here,
average ceiling here, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing that you girls know the average height of a ceiling.
Well, this quite is impressive. You know what, though? A couple of people that I've spoken to about studios and stuff, the last thing they think, and you say to them, "Oh, so what's the ceiling like?"
Sure.
And they think, "Oh, God, I don't know, actually. I better go and check," because it's, you know, it's the last thing that regular people look at, and the first thing we look at.
Tape measure.
Actually, I wouldn't be able to do it. I've got in fact, I've got space in my living room, haven't I? Because my
you've
dining
got space,
yeah,
where I've your got, dining table is,
yeah,
soon to be,
yeah, or not, as
or
the
not,
case may be. But my ceiling is a false ceiling. It's like it's like,
yeah,
panels.
It's kind of a no go. Yeah. If you take the panel away and look behind that, you'll probably find a solid ceiling.
You'll probably
there,
find
so
loads of rats.
You can actually get if you go to Ace Hardware or something, you can get, I can't remember what this piece of equipment is called, but it's like an instrument that you put on your ceiling and it tells you where your beams are.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So that would work as well.
Cars, pole fit, and now Fran is talking about DIY. I'm liking it. It's ticking all the boxes. We're talking to Lisa and Francesca from Diva about fitness classes and in particular pole fit. Also, Damien will be chatting to us later on about some summer motoring and whether there's the ability to find a bargain in these summer months if you want to buy a nice car for the winter. Plenty more to come. Stay tuned.